Blog Talk Radio.
Just those things.
I'm talking to you today from the subject, the power of a made-up mind. Repeat the subject after me. The power, of a made-up mind.
Of a made-up mind.
This church, this ministry are a school. The power of a made-up mind. The text is found in Psalm 57 and 7. Repeat it after me as I shall read it. My heart is fixed, O God.
My heart is fixed, O God.
My heart is fixed.
My heart is fixed.
I will sing.
I will sing.
And give praise.
And give praise.
I will quote from Reverend Ike, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse. Repeat it after me. If you want to be something,
if you want to be something,
to do something,
to do something,
or to have something,
or to have something,
first, get it in your mind.
Get it in your mind.
Make it up in your mind.
Make it up in your mind.
First. For a moment, I would like to use a bit of what they taught me in the theological cemetery, I mean seminary, and pay homage to just a bit of homiletics and hermeneutics. Homiletics being the science and the art of delivering a religious address. Hermeneutics, the science of scriptural interpretation. The word heart, as used in the scripture we just read, my heart is fixed, indicates the deeper mind, the subconscious level of mind, where thoughts, moods, attitudes, and ideas settle down and determine your destiny. So then the heart is the deeper mind, the subconscious level of mind, where your thoughts, moods, attitudes, ideas, and beliefs settle down. And from there, they determine your destiny. The scripture goes on to say, my heart is fixed. The word fixed here indicates settled in the mind. Fixed indicates the state of having a matter made up in the mind. Now here is a statement that I want you to latch on to, because it is something that every one of you have, and some of you may not be aware of it, and I want to make you aware of it. Here it is. You have the God-given power to make up and create in your mind whatever good you desire. I'm going to put it in the first person and have you repeat it after me. I'm not interested in simply an intellectual exercise in my messages. I want to impress this upon your subconscious soul. There is a lot of purposeful repetition. Repeat this after me, please. I have. And I want you to say it with your hands, with your voices. That alerts your subconscious mind that there's some good stuff coming that you want it to catch.
I have
the God-given power,
the God-given power,
to make up,
to create
in my mind.
Whatever good I desire.
I want you to think of this making up of the mind and making up something in the mind, in a sense of making up dough to make biscuits or cookies or whatever. I'm going to repeat this again with you. And this time I want you to call your name. Instead of saying I, if your name is Susie Jones, I want you to say Susie Jones. If it's Henry Brown, I want you to call your name. And then follow it with this statement. I. Call your name. I have the God-given power. To make up. To create.
In my very own mind,
whatever good I desire. Now here's another statement. Just listen to this. Once you make up, fix, and settle what you want in your mind, then the God in you will bring it to pass. As a person, it is your business to make up, to fix, to settle what you want in your mind. This is so important. Too many people complain, "Oh, Reverend, I'm not getting anything out of life." Well, what have you made up in your mind? Ladies and gentlemen, you're only going to get out of life what you make up your mind to have. I spoke in Los Angeles some years ago at the Scottish Rite Auditorium on this subject. And a couple of young men saw me on the street the next day and said, "Oh, Reverend Ike, that was some good stuff you talked about yesterday. And as soon as we get some money, why, we can do that." Let me give you a shocker. It doesn't cost 1 cent to make up your mind. Say that with me. It doesn't cost 1 cent to make up your mind. You can be penniless, as my mother would say, as poor as Job's turkey. Ladies and gentlemen, things begin to happen the moment you make up your mind. The power of a made-up mind is the power of God in you. And you turn on the power of God in you by making up your mind. I said a moment ago that I could have still been in South Carolina sitting on a log in the woods saying, "Poor black me." I've told you time and time again, my mother taught school in one room, 7 grades. I and my mother walked to school every day 4 miles, and 4 miles back, she got the princely sum of $65 a month. I remember one time my mother showed me $700 cash that she had saved over the years. I don't know how she did it. But she had made up her mind. "I'm tired of walking these 4 miles to school every day and back for just $65 a month." And she took me and those $700, went to the next big town, which was Savannah, Georgia, and ordered concrete blocks and built a store in the front yard. And she operated that store until she passed on. But where did that begin? It began when she made up her mind that she wanted to do better. Many days as we walked those dusty and sometimes muddy roads, people would pass in their cars and splash mud on us. Busing was not an issue in those days. They rode the bus and left the walking to us. And you know I'm not a racist. I'll have to say this if somebody's here for the first time. I'm not a racist. The only color I have any respect for is green.
It's funny how money changes situations. Miscommunication lead to complications. My emancipation don't fit your equation. I was on the humble, you on every station. Someone play young Lauren like she done. But remember not to game the one of the sun. Everything you did has already been done. I know all the tricks from bricks to kingdom. My kingdom, major kingdom, one wrong. To understand El Boogie, la viola. But if a thing tests me, run to me gun. Can't take a threat to me newborn son. El been this way since creation. A groupie call you far from temptation. Now you on ball over separation. Tarnish my image in the conversation. Who you gonna scrimmage like you the champion? You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. Now, how come your talk turned cold? Gain the whole world for the price of your soul. Trying to grab hold of what you can't control. Now you all floss for the sight to behold. Wisdom is better than silver and gold. I was hopeless, now I'm on hope roll. Every man wanna act like he's exempt. Need to get down on his knees and repent. Can't slick talk on the day of judgment. The movement's similar to a serpent. Try to play straight, how your whole style been? Consequences, no coincidence. Hypocrites always wanna play in the sin. Always wanna take it to the full out extent. Always wanna make it seem like good intent. Never wanna face it when it's time for punishment. I know you don't wanna hear my opinion. There's how many paths and you must choose one. And if you don't change, then the rain soon comes. So you might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just won one.
Win some, but you really lost. You listening to the Divine Connection Show with your hosts, Jessica and Tasia.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Divine Connection Show with your hosts, Jessica and Tasia.
How's everyone doing tonight? We hope you all are doing well. Considering everything that's going on, we're hoping that everyone is keeping a good headspace and that people are actually in a good state. I know a lot is going on. There's a lot of unforeseen things going on, even in our lives, which is why this isn't really going to be a long show today because, you know, we have some things going on. But nonetheless, what is the point of all this if we don't practice what we preach and persevere and stay whole and true to what it is that we want out of life, you know, what our goals are. So we're going to still try to achieve our goals regardless of whatever roadblocks stand in our way, whatever detour, whatever. We're just going to, now I'm not going to say have like fake emotions, you know. You're allowed to
have your emotions.
Yeah. Yeah, you're allowed to feel upset. You're allowed to be sad. You're allowed to be angry. But the only thing is we're just saying don't stay there, you know. Just, you know, have your moment, have your day, have your hour, whatever it is. But once you recognize, like, you know, you can be wallowing in your sorrows and all of that. But once you recognize, like, wait a second, this is a distraction, or, okay, I've had my moment, I can't stay here. But sometimes we go through things like, say, I know some people that deal with depression, or any of us can have a depressed emotion and not actually have the mental illness. So, you know, you can feel like you're, you know, depressed, and, you know, you realize that, dang, my day just feels so gloomy, even if it's shining out, light outside. Then, you know, when you notice, like, because sometimes, like I said, you don't notice, you don't realize that things happen, then you feel depressed. But once you notice, like, okay, this has been going on long enough, just acknowledge it and just make up in your mind, we'll start over right now. Doesn't have to be tomorrow, the next day, unless you have your day planned out. Like, okay, I'm going to watch a movie, eat popcorn, eat ice cream, and then I'm going to start over tomorrow. Whatever, if that takes up your whole day. But I'm just saying, we're just saying, you know, let's just try to maintain a good headspace, because that's very important. You know, health, mental health is very important. Mental clarity, you know, it's just good. It's just very important to even fight for that, those things. I know it used to become easier to us in the past, but some things you have to fight for. Some things that you really want, you have to fight for, including your happiness, your peace, your joy. So, yeah. So anyway, we were thinking about things that go on in the mind. You know, and kind of like what we were talking about goals and perseverance in these times, you know, thinking of ways to detox the mind. In fact, there are, I know for me, to bring mental clarity, I drink certain herbs. I drink like loose leaf herbs that have like 102 minerals plus, you know, because I know there is a such thing as like brain fog and all of that, and the lack of vitamins and minerals. And now that we are not going outside a lot, we're lacking in a lot of things. And a lot of people, people of color, that they're vitamin D deficient anyway. So the more we stay in the house, the more we are lacking just regular nutrients that we need. So I just make sure I replace those things, vitamin D.
We got to make sure we take care of our diets as well. And that's beneficial to other things as well in our body, but can't eat past a certain time. You should know your body, and that you'll get up with a fog, but that goes along with your teas that you take and what you're eating. Make sure it nourishes your body, nourishes your brain.
Yeah, it nourishes your body. And yeah, so it targets all the organs, you know, and then also, you know, has a cleansing mechanism within it. So, I mean, you know that the there's the mind, and then there's like your gut, and every, you know, they say the gut and the center core is your other mind. That's where you get your natural instincts or intuition, that gut wrench feeling from. It's just important to have a whole balance.
And you'll be surprised how your body reacts to just taking care of it by what you're fueling inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes along as well with exercise,
mm-hmm.
making sure you're getting exercise, the proper blood flow, getting moving, especially right now with us being in the house. It's important, mm-hmm. like, especially if there's a nice day, you need to go out, take a walk.
Mm-hmm.
I make sure I do my workout regimen every day.
Yeah.
I make sure I'm active because I'm sitting at a desk all day in the house. And especially when I get up early in the morning and you work out, that sets the tone for your whole day. You'll
mm-hmm.
be surprised of how that blood flow to your brain improves your thinking, improves what you produce, improves
mm-hmm.
all those things. So it has a direct effect on with how you produce with
yeah.
your work.
So just for people that are feeling like they're lacking, or, you know, they do have like brain fog or lack of motivation, we've touched on these things before, but we just want to touch on them again because a lot's going on and a lot's transpiring. So it's just important. It's just a good reminder. I know, I mean, most of the stuff we're saying, we're preaching to ourselves as well. Like, I was used to walking at least 6,000 steps a day, and now that I'm not nowhere near that, you know, so it's being active in your life, you know, being active in getting that exercise in, getting those steps in. So that means go walking 3-4 times a day, not just go out for a walk once. No, go out several times, because where I work, there's like a whole, the building's huge, and we made sure, me and a coworker, or even myself just alone, I would make sure I walked that building like 3-4 times a day. And plus, it was just so big. I mean, that's how I got my steps in, because just to walk to the cafeteria, just the restroom, anything, you know. So.
And you don't know how those little things have a major effect on your body.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can attest to that, because when I'm not doing those things, literally, I will just have one of those days when I feel like, why do I feel so off? Not like super depressed at all, but just not as funky and sparky. Like, it makes it, drinking my teas, and if I'm taking my vitamins, and if I'm walking and reading and meditating, feeding my spiritual man as well. If I am not doing those things, and that may sound like a lot, but it's not when it's routine.
Mm-hmm.
But if I take away one, I may get by with it, but then take away like 3 of those things, because those are not necessarily needs. They are, but, you know, not necessarily something that other people do every day. That's why it affects me in that way. Like, I'm totally not. It's basically the lack of motivation is there. But anyway, so.
Yeah, interesting you said meditation, because
mm-hmm.
meditation takes some work to do.
Yeah.
To completely block out all distractions and just be in that quiet place. With the way that the world moves, it's fast, but right now we are being forced to think and meditate. So I know I have a problem with doing that.
I was going to say, we're not all being forced to meditate, because some people don't know what to do. So this is this is something that if you're not doing it, try it out. So this is
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you would have to force yourself.
Yeah.
To do, like, I have to force myself.
Meditation is not easy. I mean, it's easier for the seasoned ones that's been doing
it
a long time.
It can be. It might be.
Yeah. So if you're good at mind control, removing, blocking out everything that's going on, regardless of the, you know, the media and things that are going on around you, if you're good at that, then that's awesome. But if you're not, then there are things you have to do. It just seems like it takes longer for you to get to that point of meditation.
Mm-hmm.
So you block out all your distractions and you focus and center in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Absolutely. But yeah, and also to get adequate sleep and all that helps with the mind.
Yeah, especially when your mind's going, it's hard to, I know I have trouble sometimes sleeping at night because I'm thinking about so many things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another discipline to have to make sure that you stick to going to sleep at a certain time and waking up at a certain time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I know I was looking at a scripture today when I was reading, and I came across Romans 8, 5 through 6. It says, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." So my thing is, straight up says, it talks about the mind. There's the carnal mind, and then the spiritual mind. And that's what, there's a balance. Like, how do you maintain your spiritual mind, which is life and peace, or what you want it to be, by not focusing on the things of the flesh. So,
what was flesh? The definition of flesh?
Oh, the definition of flesh is a carnal state, a state of unrenewed nature. And it says, it gives a reference. It says, they that are of the flesh cannot please God. And human nature
okay.
is
so
flesh.
Human nature.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, we have this body. We're given this life, but like I said before, we have to fight for the things that we want, including life and peace.
So like, we're going from that human nature to that God nature.
Right.
From flesh to things of the spirit, which is life and peace, the God mind.
Yes.
The God. Okay, godly minded. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so those things take work. It's not like, oh, I have, you know, we're born into the world. We got the godly mindset. No, everything takes work. Now, you do have that natural flesh. You know, everything, all good things take work to get to. So I was thinking on how do you maintain a spiritual mind? And we talked about fruits of the spirit like a couple weeks ago. We have that. And then there's, I think it's by renewing the mind every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have the scripture Romans 12:2. It says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So renewing your mind to that, basically, that God mind, like you
that
said.
God mind.
Yeah, the perfect will of God.
Perfect will of God. So pretty much renewing your mind is a daily practice throughout the whole day to combat the social norms, the worldly norms, what we are confined to, and to open up, to come to a higher, to be higher minded, to have a elevated mindset,
mm-hmm.
To combat what is being said, to challenge what is being taught.
Exactly. And it goes hand in hand with what we learn about ourselves, the enligas, the straw man, all of that, what we have been taught. We are trying to combat, not really trying, we are combating it by everything we do, by authenticating our birth certificates, by getting our national passport, POA, trust, all of that. It's still, everything is strategic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, I mean, I wish life was as easy as we thought it was. I wish we can trust that when we were born and we were here and everything we learned, like we learned from kindergarten, you know, that you're a citizen and things like that. We learn how to write our name in upper and lower, you know, but we also have the Ephesians. We learn the, you know, later on we get our social security. Well, they already have the social security number. It's just all these things that we think like, oh, we've reached this milestone. We achieved this. We achieved that. We got our driver's license. Mm-hmm. And then to find out everything was a systematic lie is, and we like have to accept it and just, what are you going to do about it now?
What are you going to do about it? That's what it comes down to.
Yeah. So just like we have to fight for our peace, and to keep our lives, we got to do that in the spiritual. If we're doing that in the spiritual, which is, I mean, warfare is real, too. That's a whole nother topic. But, I mean, we got to do that in the natural. So it's, at the end of the day, it's like, how much fight do you really have? How much drive do you have to complete these things, to be fully private? And I know things become costly after a while, but you can budget out for the things that you really want.
What you can budget for what you really want.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
Totally doable. It's not, it's just really not. Like once you,
if you really want to do it, you'll make it happen.
Just like if you really want to buy that house and you, like, or if this is this car you have your eye on, you're going to figure out a way to get to it. So if you just have your mind focused, you're going to budget it, you're going to save and do what you got to do. And then as you do these things one by one on your list, I mean, it's not that costly. First of all, it costs everything. You lost more money being a straw man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you have more bondage being a straw man, you know, operating in a straw man. You're not a straw man, okay? We are not. Mm-hmm. But we, you know, we were bamboozled into, yeah, functioning under that. But we are all, yeah. So, yes. It's a lot, but we just gotta, it's not a lot after a while, but you do, if you just have to have a drive to just learn and educate yourself and then link up with like-minded people or people that you can share this information with. That don't mind, you know, there's some people that share, you can share the information with.
Some people can handle it and some can't.
Yeah, some people would rather be in the system. I know it doesn't sound crazy.
Comfortable.
Yeah, it's easier to them. It's like, oh my gosh, because really when you learn this information, your mind is blown. It's like, wait, what? And then you got to give people a chance to decompress as well. But there's also some people that are like, I'd just rather operate like this because it's easier. So everybody don't have the same fight. You can't be mad. Not everybody has the same dream fight as you, but you know, you just got to keep going. So
that's the key thing, to keep on working at it, to keep on going, to persevere.
Yes,
absolutely. That's our word of the month, persevere. Yep.
So that's pretty much, because these times are getting very difficult, and I want everyone to just, I want everyone to stay in a good headspace regardless. We know people are dying. People are losing their jobs. People are sick. Mm-hmm. People are recovering, too. People have jobs. You know, people are healthy as well. But the media shows what they want to show as heavy, worse off. Now, I'm not saying we're not affected at all, but it's just important to, let's just keep our balance. Let's just stay positive, but also not like head in the clouds, unrealistic, but stay positive. Do your affirmations.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And, yeah,
affirmations be working. It's been changing my life.
It's powerful. So, yeah, let's just keep going regardless. If they throw something at you, you can't let that keep you down anyway. So, but yeah, so that's about it. I don't think I came to much on here today. And I think that's it, Tej, right?
I think
that's
so.
All you want to talk about. All right, guys.
Well,
we thank you for
tuning
in
today. Mm-hmm. You guys have a safe weekend. Be blessed.
Is there another seminar this weekend?
No.
I don't think so.
No. I don't think we have any announcements today.
No. Just tune in to the next
show.
Tune in to Tuesday, Akeem's show. And then ours is Thursday, as usual, same time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working on other content. Like I said, we're going to get our YouTube page up and running.
Oh, we have our website up. It's jtmuse.com, jtmuse.com. Go ahead and check that out.
Yes. We really appreciate it. We thank you for all the support and love that we've received so far. And everyone have a good night.
Peace.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, mercy, mercy me. Things ain't what they used to do. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are alive. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we do from men? Can't you stand?